You know what? What is a feed bag?
Feed bag's what they used to have to put on a horse. Well, they wasn't a barn handy or a stall or anything. Mm-hmm. They could just slip the bridle out of its mouth and snap that onto the halter.
Okay.
And they could just eat out of that bag.
Okay. I have a couple of pictures I want you to look at and see if you can identify. Well, first of all, identify what this is.
That's a halter. No, that's a bridle.
Okay.
But here's a bit.
Okay. What would, if we could do these by number, what would number one be, this part right here?
Well, that's a headband. The ears, this went behind his ears.
Okay.
And his ears was in here, mm-hmm. and this is in front to keep it from working down his neck.
Okay. How about number two?
Number two is down here, yeah. Just above his top of his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And that kept it in place from either going forward or backward. Give a stabilization for this bit.
Does number two have a name?
Number two, I don't know what you would call that unless okay. they'd call it a nose band.
Okay, what about number three up here?
Number three up there, that's where you adjusted this to the length of his head.
Okay. What about number four?
That looks like a buckle.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if with number three they're trying to get the name of this whole strap. Would that have a name? You think, or?
Well, it's adjusted. I don't know if I ever had it a name.
Okay.
I've adjusted them. Put on a lot of them on horses, you know, that was the bridle. But, of course, each bridle is basically for the horse you use it on. You can switch them if they've got the same length heads.
Okay.
If you don't, you got a problem down here because it's like putting on a pair of pants. You got way too long the legs.
Yeah. See, well, I wouldn't have that problem.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the idea.
Okay.
That's what that. And this stabilizes here, so it's when you pull on this rein,
okay.
instead of this just flying out,
yeah.
why this stabilizes the top here.
Okay. What would, what is this nut in number five?
Number five.
I think they're trying to show this strap that goes around this.
Yeah, that's a rein that you. Okay. No, here's your reins here.
Number six.
Number six is your reins.
Yeah.
Oh, that's. I'll bet that's what they call a check rein.
Okay.
That goes from the, goes from here down to a. On a some of them saddles, they had a leather band that went around the front of the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And I never did use one of those. I've seen them and everything, but I never, don't know if I ever had one when I was a boy. Mm-hmm. See, I rode a horse to school, first 8 years of
really?
School, 5 mile a day.
Wow.
So I've done those things, but but we didn't have new harnesses or saddles and stuff, to tell you for sure.
Okay. What about number seven?
Number seven is the bit itself, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. What about number eight?
I can't make, oh, that's what they call a chin strap.
Okay.
That goes under here to help stabilize this.
Okay. All right. And what about, what is this a picture of?
Saddle.
Okay, and what's number one here?
One is a saddle horn.
And number two back here?
That's your backrest.
Okay, and what about number three here?
I don't know what number three is.
Okay.
Now here's your strings to tie your rope on, or stuff like that.
That's number four.
Four.
Okay.
Three. I don't know what three is unless it might be some kind of a decoration. I don't know.
Okay. How about number five back here?
Back here is your back of your saddle. It goes back here.
Okay. And number six.
Number six, your saddle blanket.
All right. What about number seven, these two?
Number seven is, it's got to be your stirrup.
Okay.
This is your, I call it belly band.
Number 13?
They got another name for it.
Okay, so 13's your belly band?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number eight?